Namaskaram to all of you. Today we are going to discuss about a very important topic. I have seen many who repent later. When I was 25, I hurt my mother. When I was 30, I offended my wife. I am 50 now. I feel for it. But I still do not know how to redeem this offense. I would like to seek pardon, but my ego does not allow that. Is there any other way where I can redeem this offense without going to them, without asking them to forgive me? The intention behind this question is, can I go to a temple, circumambulate for 108 times, drop a 100 rupee note in the hundi, and get away with this offense? The answer is, it is just not possible. There are many categories, varieties of offenses. We call them as papam or apacharam. In fact, apacharam is more dangerous than papam. How do we deal with this papam or apacharam? If we offend Bhagavan, God, then we have to seek His pardon. If we offend a Bhagavata, then there is no point in going to God. He will not forgive us. Instead, we have to go to the same pious gentleman, whoever he may be, fall to his lotus feet, and seek pardon. That is the only way to get redeemed of our offense. Let me tell you the categories of offenses. There are many triads. Three offenses: by thought, speech, and action. We think that someone should be spoiled. We curse. Or we talk ill of them. We scold them, we blame them. Or by action, we hurt them. These are commonly done offenses. Ramanuja lists a few more. Akritya karana, kritya karana. If the Shastras have prescribed to do something, if you abstain from doing them, it's also a papa. If they tell us to abstain from doing something, but we sincerely commit them, that too is papa. This is kritya akarana, akritya karana. More to add. Kritanu, kriyamananu, karishyamanan. Offenses that we did in the past, we continue in the present and also in the future. Past, present and future papams, apacharams, are another three types. There are apacharams which we commit intentionally, another unintentionally. Whether do it intentionally or unintentionally, further we can classify them as, do we repent for it or do we not repent for it? If we repent, then the punishment is much, much easier, lesser. If we do not repent, then the punishment is more. One other division in papa, Sanchita Karma and Prarabdha Karma. We have a very big bag which is full of papams. They might not have started yielding the fruits, probably. We have not started enjoying pain or pleasure due to those karmas. They are still dormant. They are Sanchita Karma. Prarabdha is another set where they have started yielding fruits. That is, we have started experiencing pain or pleasure as a result of those karmas. We have to redeem all these karma, whatever category they may belong to, whether Sanchita or Prarabdha, by thought, speech or action, whether intentional or unintentional, whether we repent or do not repent, whether it is done in past, present or future, or that's prescribed by Shastra or not prescribed by Shastra. All these have to be redeemed. Now let's talk about the prayaschitta. More important is this aspect now. Whatever we know about our papam and punyam, more important is to redeem them. There are four steps specified by Sri Vedanta Deshika. First, repent for what we have done. Second, resolve we will never commit that in future. Third, search for a right prayaschitta, the way to redeem. Lastly, perform the action of redemption. If we do all these four and abstain from committing it in future, then we are once for all redeemed. Of course, the lotus feet of Krishna has that power to redeem us from any papam. Let me also list a few ways to redeem these papams. These can be some common prayaschittams. 1. Fast for a day or two, upavasam. 2. Chant Gayatri Mantra or Narayana Tirumantra for 108 times or 1008 times. 3. Go to a temple and clean the floor, or go to a mutt after elders, after bhaktas have had their food, clean the place, remove the plates, remove the leaves. Or sitting at home or in a temple, chant Purusha Suktam for 40 times. You can even practice, you can even try Mauna Vratam, where you just don't talk for 1 or 2 days. These are all some ways of inflicting little pain on us. In fact, this pain has to equalize the papam that we had committed. This is not real pain. This is a pain that we are trying to emulate. This must certainly redeem us. There are many such redemption procedures mentioned in the Shastras. I welcome you to go through the prescribed books for them. Now you might say that, although I hurt someone, but still, my ego doesn't allow me to go and seek pardon. Take a weighing scale, keep your ego on one side of the pan. On the other pan, keep the damages that would happen due to this papam. Certainly, the pan having the damages is dangerous. So if you realize that, the pure test, the real test lies in the fact that whether you are able to shed your ego, go to him, seek his pardon. If you do not, it would mean that you are not true in repenting for the offense that we committed. Let's not do that. Let us repent. And after all, we are not crowned. We are all Atman with many, many wrong deeds. So unless we shed this ego, it's very difficult to get redeemed from this. More treacherous is Bhagavatapachara than Bhagavatapachara. Bhagavan says that if someone offends me and seeks pardon, I grant immediately. But offending my Priya Bhakta, my devotee, and many number of years he comes and pleads with me, I am not going to pardon him. He has to go seek pardon from the same Bhagavata. And that's the reason why Narasimha was furious when Hiranyakashipu offended Prahlada. Having known that story, should he not abstain from Bhagavata Pacharam? In fact, apacharam of any type, of any category, is not going to give anything, not going to do anything good to us. Let's know this. Try, follow the path of redemption. First abstain. If we have committed, then follow the path of redemption. That would keep us happy and certainly happier than what we are.
Namaskaram. This audio broadcast is brought to you by Sri Velukudi Krishnan Swami. To receive this broadcast every day in your mobile, kindly save this number 944-32-19021 and send a WhatsApp SMS. Enjoy this audio broadcast every day in your mobile.